231. O thou blossom on the tree of life, happy art thou to have girded thy loins in service, to have risen with all thy power in the promulgation of the divine teachings, to have convened gatherings and to have striven for the exaltation of the word of God. In this mortal world, every important matter hath an end, and every remarkable achievement a termination, none having permanent existence. For instance, consider how the important achievements of the ancient world have been totally exterminated, and not a trace remaineth therefrom, save the great cause of the kingdom of God, which hath no beginning and will have no end. At most, it is only renewed. And at the beginning of each renewal, it commandeth no attention in the sight of the people, but when once definitely established, it will daily advance, and in its daily exaltation will reach the supreme heavens. For instance, consider the day of Christ, which was the day of the renewal of the kingdom of God. The people of the world attached no importance to it, and did not realize its significance to such an extent that the sepulchre of Christ remained lost and unknown for 300 years, until the maidservant of God, Helen, the mother of Constantine, arrived and discovered the sacred spot. My purpose in all this is to show how unobservant are the people of the world and how ignorant, and on the day of the establishment of the kingdom, they remain heedless and negligent. Ere long, the power of the kingdom will encompass all the world, and then they will be awakened, and will cry and lament over those who were oppressed and martyred, and will sigh and moan. Such is the nature of people.